Toyota already leads the SUV market in Australia with five models that have captured over 14% of the total sales, but they see a gap in their products, so they have just announced that they will add an all-new SUV model in late October. The awkwardly named Fortuna has had its world launch, but we won't see the model in Australia, as I said, till October. But journalists were given a briefing and a look at the outside of the car. Rob Fraser from osroma.com.au and I were there, and Rob joins us on the line to chat about what we heard and saw. Rob, when is they going to fit this into their rather crowded product range already?
Hi, David. I think they're going to put it in below the Toyota Prado, almost as a diesel alternative to the Kluger, if you like, but with true four-wheel drive capability, unlike the Kluger, which is really an all-wheel drive SUV.
Yeah. It takes on four-wheel drive when it needs it, rather than you being able to select it, I think.
Yes, that's true. There is a large growth in the market in this, I guess, more affordable four-wheel drive, with a lot of vehicles that were traditionally four-wheel drives heading to the softer road type scenario, or the likes of the Prado and the Pajero going very much up market and becoming less and less affordable for the normal person.
Okay, yeah, that it's not cheap to buy a to go even higher and buy a cruiser, is it, a Land Cruiser?
No, you could be looking at 100,000 plus, or at least 90,000 plus, just for the, you know, the middle of the roads type market. So, yeah, it's a lot of money to spend on a four wheel drive.
But diesel, and this is what the Fortuna. Is it just me, or do you find the name a little bit of a mouthful?
It's hard to get your head around the Fortuna, but particularly as it's sort of so close but different to the. The 4Runner, which was previously used by Toyota. But I guess, I mean, car names has always been a bit of an enigma, hasn't it?
Yes. I regret not asking whether they were stuck with that name or not, but nonetheless, I won't do that. I was going to mention diesels. This does come with a diesel. In fact, diesels are becoming a bigger part of the SUV, or certainly the large SUV market. They're actually declining in other sorts of passenger cars and that, but it's certainly a strong feature for significantly sized SUVs.
Oh, I think you're right, David. And Toyota's not an organisation that misses a marketing opportunity. And the fact that they're only offering this Fortuna in a diesel engine, I think, tells you something about where the market is going for this type of four-wheel drive. The people like the characteristics of the turbo diesel, and for the first time in quite some time, Toyota has actually put out a diesel that has a fair degree of torque associated with it.
Okay, it's a new diesel, isn't it? We haven't driven it, but they did talk about the numbers.
They were very scarce on what they were giving us. But it is an all-new 2.8-litre direct injection four-cylinder turbo diesel, the same that is in the upcoming Hilux coming out at a similar time. The interesting thing about it is that it develops up to 450 newton-metres of torque, but a lot of that comes in that 1600 to 2400 RPM range, which is ideal for towing and off-road work and just low turnover cruising on the highway.
Yeah, but this thing does have a little bit of commonality with the Hilux Ute, doesn't it? It's there's a derivative from there.
Look, I think we'll see that it will share a lot of the same underpinnings, a lot of the same internal fit out, in the same way that the MUX and the Isuzu D-Max are, you know, the same internally. Where it does differ, obviously, is in the rear suspension that is a coil setup. Yes. And hopefully a better ride on road.
Well, of course, the old springs, that leaf springs that you've got still in the Hilux, but not in the later things like the Navara, was it? That's got coil springs in the back, from Nissan, of course. But they are starting to make sure they put springs in the back again, as you say. It gives you much better ride. I think they said that the car is going to be at home just as much picking up the kids as it is in the rough and tough Outback. I think it's picking up the kids where the coil suspension will come into it rather strongly.
I think you're absolutely right. And what that does also do is there's a trade-off for everything. So the maximum brake towing capacity is slightly lower because it doesn't have the leaf springs in the rear. So it drops down from 3.5 to about 3 tonnes for the manual or 2.8 for the auto. But the trade-off is a much better ride on road. And the classic example of that, as I said before, is the Isuzu MU-X. On road, it really has a very smooth, almost SUV going towards car-like ride.
Yeah, I think we're really pushing for that. As I say, they didn't show us the interior, but I think you'll find that they will be pushing very strongly to make that as car-like as possible as well.
Oh, look, I think so. And across the range now, there's a number of vehicles that are into this sort of category now, the Holden Colorado 7, the Isuzu MU-X, the Ford Everest, and now the Toyota Fortuner. It is a hard word to get your tongue around, isn't it? You have to sort of think carefully about what you say. But this more affordable entry-level 4x4 is... and the Mitsubishi Challenger as well. They're all sort of in that part-time four-wheel drive, all ute derivatives based on their utility sort of cousins. And I'm not sure how many the market is selling, but it may be a case of supply will create demand.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think both markets are selling well. The SUV, even the large market is going well, although, of course, it's the small SUVs that are going gangbusters. But, of course, the utes, particularly the four-wheel drive utes from memory, if I'm going back, rather than the two-wheel drive versions of things like the Hilux and doing that. You talked about the towing capacity. You also asked an important question, and that's the tow ball weight that it can take.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And we do a lot of work in towing, and it's all very well for people to say that a vehicle will have 3 or 3.5 tonnes of towing capacity, but generally you like to see about 10% of the total weight on the tow ball to give the vehicle and what it's towing some balance and some better handling. And that's exactly what Toyota have done. They've set the tow ball capacity at 10% of the towing capacity. The other thing that's interesting is that all of the Fortuners will come fitted with trailer sway control, which makes a huge difference when you're towing something that's affected by wind or bumpy roads or sharp turns, etc.
Also gives you a lot of confidence too, I think.
Oh, look, it does. It gives you a lot of confidence. And again, as we spoke before, the diesel engine bringing in a lot of its power down around 1600 revs should make towing with this vehicle for the Round Australia type brigade should make towing quite a dream, actually.
Yeah. Again, it's a question of both safety and comfort, which I think is particularly important. What do you think about the looks of the car? It's not your traditional boxy Prado look. It's got a little bit more styling features to it.
I actually liked it. I thought it was it sort of took the what's happening with the Hilux and took it a step further, but it hasn't gone for those very small windows behind the C-pillar. So it actually, I quite liked it. I thought it was good, it was stylish, it had some character about it, some good lines. Of course, we couldn't see inside, there was no interior at all, but externally, I think it's certainly, they've done a good job on the styling of it.
They look like they've got plenty of ground clearance up the front, so the approach angles... Again, we haven't driven it, but it looked like it had been made to have a pretty good approach angle when you're driving up to something that's rather steep.
Oh, look, they were very hesitant to give us any sort of approach ramp over or departure angles, but just by looking at it, you could see that it was actually quite good. But they did give us the ground clearance, which was, I think, 225 millimetres from memory, and that's pretty good.
By comparison, the Kluger's 200, and so that extra inch or so is really important. It does seem, from the look at the side, it does seem to sit high on the wheels.
Look, it does, and it gives you that ground clearance, and it gives you the articulation as well. And I think also too the fact that it comes with a rear differential lock really tells you that this is meant to be a four-wheel drive that is used on road, as opposed to a Kluger that really is a taxi for the kids and an occasional dirt road scenario.
Yeah. Yeah, as they say, it's made for the school trip, but also the off-road and things like the diff lock, the fact that it's diesel. It's got low range too in the gearbox, hasn't it?
It has, and again, it's got the dual range, and again, coming straight out of the Hilux. And the Hilux has always had an awesome reputation for off-road ability, and so they've capitalised on that. Look, I think they'll actually do quite well with this vehicle. It's got good, from what we're able to see, it's got some good statistics to it. It's quite stylish. It does trade on the Hilux capabilities. And it's got Toyota's name behind it. So I think they'll do quite well. And it does fill a small gap, albeit very small, that they had in their SUV lineup. It's quite a comprehensive lineup they have.
A very competitive market. So far this year, the large SUV market's up 7%, although Toyota SUV sales across the board are only up 4%. The total SUV market is up nearly 14%. So Toyota, it's hard to defend in such a competitive market, but this will just add another feather in their cap that they'll be able to appeal to people with.
Oh, look, I think what they're doing is they're absolutely saying that we are here to play, and if there's another market niche that is created, we will be there in it along with everyone else. And with five or six vehicles now in this market niche, or will be by the end of the year, it will be a very competitive marketplace, absolutely.
Some new models and that coming out. Three model options with the Fortuna. The GX?
GX, GXL and Crusade, I think it is.
Crusade, yes, Crusader. Not quite sure, I suppose there's some marketing person that came up with that.
I really wish they'd just have them all the same, so you got a really good idea of what they were. But I think Toyota in the past, I think, have been guilty of being a little bit complacent and not necessarily being market leading in some of their technology. But I mean, they've come up with a new 6-speed manual gearbox and a 6-speed automatic gearbox, a new direct injection turbo diesel engine that's got some good power output and some good torque output. I think they're starting to come to the market, which is good.
A good summation. Rob, lovely to talk to you. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, David.
And that's Rob Fraser from ozroma.com.au, a site that specialises particularly in all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive vehicles, not just for looks, but also taking them out, camping and things like that. It's a good site and a good reference point. And we were talking about the new Toyota Fortuna, a new SUV that they're going to bring onto the market in October of this year. And if you would like to hear a longer interview with Rob, go to our website at drivenmedia.com.au.